A draconian media witch hunt has erupted.
Various outlets and spokespersons of the mainstream have begun bashing Sheikh Hamza,
calling him an Islamic hate preacher who calls for the beheading of homosexuals.
Born in the United States, Sheikh Hamza is one of the most senior and respected scholars here in the Hawza of Qom,
and among one of the most knowledgeable teachers we have.
Not only that, he is also a frequent visitor in the West, where he has been spreading the message of love, truth and respect, as taught to us by the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt for 10 years.
And has been studying for 18 years.
He is one of the few Islamic scholars who has openly opposed Daesh, who are financed by the Zionist regime. And he has also opposed all forms of injustice in the world.
This year, the Sheikh visited the UK to deliver a series of sermons for the first 10 days of Muharram.
What some malicious media pundits out there did is cut out an excerpt of an academic talk where he explains the Islamic ruling concerning those who commit homosexual acts in public.
This academic discussion of his has been utterly decontextualized in order to defame and maliciously attack one of our honorable scholars.
And Islam itself.
The punishments that Sheikh Hamza mentions are not only true, but also a part of the noble religion of Islam as well as other major world religions.
This is the truth. In a government where Islam is the rule of law, the punishment for homosexual acts in public is death.
What these fools in the Muawiyah media machine refuse to mention, of course, is that these punishments can only be administered within an Islamic government.
Not in the governments of other countries, such as the UK, France, or America. So in fact, Sheikh Hamza wasn't calling for gay people's heads to be chopped off.
You imbeciles.
If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
And that's exactly what the newspapers of our time have done.
And we are not going to back down.
Sheikh Hamza was stopped from continuing his lectures in these holy days of Muharram.
And now things have escalated to such an extent that the Home Office has even been urged to deport the hate preacher from the UK.
And it's not something we haven't seen before.
Last year, we also saw how Sheikh Farooq Sekolishvar was also attacked in this way and deported from Australia.
They want to paint our scholars like Daesh, refusing to acknowledge that Sheikh Hamza and scholars like him from the Hawza are among the only people out there who are actually fighting against the likes of Daesh on an ideological level.
And you try to paint them as the hate preachers? Do you even know what you're talking about?
Who is going to fight Daesh if not the honorable scholars of Islam?
Who is going to spread the message of love of the Ahlul Bayt in our Islamic community if not us?
The Ahlul Bayt and Imam Hussein alayhi salam are the cure for the misguided versions of Islam out there in the world which are creating havoc.
You see, they can't attack our scholars on anything.
We're not the terrorists. The message of Imam Hussein makes us oppose oppression. We're not the ones who kill innocent civilians.
We're not the ones who have the Islamic ray guns.
So they attack us on the only thing they find.
The truth.
Let's make it absolutely clear.
This is not only an attack on our scholars.
This is an attack on Islam, specifically Shia Islam.
Specifically that Shia Islam which opposes injustice everywhere.
Our scholars are the ones who are opposing Daesh, opposing the Zionist regime, and opposing Saudi Arabia. Now, if the media machine is painting our scholars as the bad guys, then who's the real hate preacher?
Sheikh Hamza or the Muawiyah media machine?
Heck! Even the Bible says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. In fact, find us a religion which isn't opposed to homosexual acts, just as Islam is.
So why is the Muawiyah media machine specifically attacking Sheikh Hamza and Sheikh Farooq?
We at Islamic Pulse can think of a few reasons.
They want to create fear in the Ummah.
Don't speak the truth.
Shut up.
Be quiet about your religion.
They wanted to take advantage of our lack of media power in today's world.
We have no voice and they know it.
The message of Imam Hussein is the cure.
And they know this.
That's why they're defaming them.
We do not apologize.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, truth has few friends.
The truth must be supported.
We are committed to the divine laws and principles of Islam.
We refuse to be bullied or intimidated in any way.
Hayhat min ad-dhillah. Brothers, sisters, Don't be afraid.
Allah helps those who support His cause.
Share the posters on social media. Make a video of yourself showing your support for our scholars and upload it.
Show your support for those Islamic organizations and individuals out there who are supporting Sheikh Hamza.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Don't be afraid. Now, there's some Muslims out there who are joining in and bashing Sheikh Hamza and the divine Islamic laws.
Saying things like,
he shouldn't have said it like that.
He shouldn't have said what he said.
That was a silly thing for him to say.
Your opinion
doesn't matter.
For what the stance of Islam truly is, we look to our qualified scholars and our honorable marjiyya, the Quran and the Ahadith.
Not you.
We are united for this cause.
Show the world that you are too.
Wherever you are.